Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Officials around here insist that this crime wave is driven by COVID.
So when a huge group of criminals organizes themselves and they want to go loot a store, a CVS, a Nordstrom, a Home Depot, until the shelves are clean, you think that's because of the pandemic?
I think a root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic, yes.
So crime now joins high gas prices and the supply chain on a list of things recently that officials around here have said are affected by COVID.
So what is she suggesting?
It's not clear to me. I've heard the argument before, something to do with difficult economic times and the economy and the supply. So people are desperate and they join together in gangs and empty out Louis Vuitton stores.
Smash, smash, smash.
I mean, they don't really get specific. They leave it. Yeah, they leave it kind of vague. Oh, boy. Anyway, so a quick smash and grab roundup as it is now growing.
Okay, well, to take it even further, even if I bought that, which I don't.
No, of course not.
I think it's more tied into George Floyd happened during COVID, and then the whole defund the police thing happened during COVID, and the police are on their heels all across America. And then the bail that we've been talking about, bail abolition, more or less, and all that sort of stuff. That's what it is. But even if it were true, what the hell difference does it make? You still have to be able to operate society. You still have to be able to have stores that sell things to people. And if all the Walgreens in your town close because they can't stay open, it doesn't. What you can't just say, well, it's because of COVID. No, well, you got to come up with a solution.
Well, what are you going to say? It's because of our stupid blanking policies. Virtually every approach to crime the left advocates backfires and causes misery and hate and death and thievery. That's her alternative. So she says, yeah, it's the COVID. Yeah, that's it. So Russia's about to invade Ukraine, and you haven't made a statement about it. Yeah, because of the COVID. There's a lot of inflation. Yeah, it was the COVID did that. Yeah, okay.
Darn right, great. COVID.
So a couple of quick smash-and-grab updates. We'll be spanning the globe to bring you, let's see, a series of break-ins that occurred in Burbank. Let's see, four businesses were hit along the street lined with retail shops. Glass doors, windows shattered, no suspects. L.A. police announced the arrest of 14 suspects in connection with 11 robberies, but all were immediately released. Most bailed out or met the no-bail criteria.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You catch them and they're immediately let go. What kind of a society is this?
Utterly unrealistic academic and government hack LA Mayor Eric Garcetti said that with the pandemic easing, it is time to make room again in jails for criminals. I absolutely agree with you there, by the way, Eric, for once in your life. We need the help of our criminal justice system, of our judges, of our jailers. We've opened up a lot of the city because we're in a better place with COVID. We should also be able to open up our jails and should be able to have judges that put these people behind bars. When you see Eric Garcetti saying that, folks, I think the world is starting to wake up. But... the curing it. I mean, it's not going to be like one of those diseases you got to shot a penicillin and all of a sudden doesn't hurt when you pee anymore. Probably a poor choice of examples.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah. What the hell?
It popped into my mind.
Just on your mind, is it?
Anyway, it's not going to be one of those easy cures. It's going to be, and now I'm serious, it's going to be a lot like chemotherapy or radiation or something dealing with cancer, a serious disease where the curing it is not going to be a treat. This is going to persist for a long time. Gang of masked goons smashed up and robbed the San Jose jewelry store Thursday afternoon. Latest smash and grab to hit businesses in California. Four suspects entered the mall jewelry store, used hammers to bash display cases, fled with the jewels. And they go into various other examples around the country. I don't want to spend a lot of time because we're going to talk to the fabulous Steve Hilton in about half an hour or so. About this, among other things. But the chief of police in L.A. said the reason all these suspects are back out on the street is the zero bail policy. All the suspects taken into custody are out of custody and to rob again. You know, if you take away the costs of being in the business of crime, more people are going to get into crime. More people are going to do crimes. Of course. It's just, oh, well.
It's true. You could tell me that every store in town I live in is going to stop putting locks on the doors and have no security, and I'm still not going to steal anything. Would have no effect on me. But it is disturbing to find out how many people are willing to live lives of crime if they're allowed to. It's way more than you would like to think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're the hardcore predators, and frequently... certain folks don't like to concede that a percentage of the population are hardcore predators. They will always be predators. The only way to get them out of our hair and to keep them from hurting and killing people and stealing their stuff is to put them in a cage. Exactly. Then there are the lawless who are willing to cross the line. If, say, there's a big crowd looting during a riot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they see everybody doing it and getting away with it, they figure, why the hell not? They have no respect for the law. They don't buy into the social compact. And or they've had a sense of grievance stoked over and over again. Been told the country owes you. Loot it back. Loot it back, they hear from college professors. So it's no shock how we got here.
So we are not obsessed with whoever's president the time around here. The magical president, as Kevin Williamson calls it. We've decided the president's magic. He can fix everything and do everything. And so we've spent all our time talking about him. We don't do that around here. But I'm kind of interested. There's a lot of noise online today about how bad Biden sounds today physically.
Huh.
And I haven't heard the audio yet. We'll play that when we come back and just talk about that a little bit, among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In just a few moments, we'll play the radio game show, Is the President Dying? We'll play you a tape of the president from earlier today, and you determine whether or not you think he's dying.
All right, fair enough. We're all dying, Jack. Slowly, from time.
Sure, we're all dying. I got another one of these snowstorm stories that's getting people's attention for some reason. In Denmark, they had such a snowstorm that customers and staff were forced to spend the night in an IKEA. They had to stay there all night long. They said it was awesome. They got to sleep on all the beds and mattresses they'd always wanted to try. They had plenty of food. They watched TV and ate. They had a really good time. We had that story earlier in the week about people that got stuck in a pub. Now, one of the funny angles of it was they were trapped with an Oasis cover band. I don't think the cover band was compelled to play the entire time or to only play Oasis songs. But I read an article somewhere by somebody who thinks too much, probably, about why did the whole getting stuck with a bunch of people in a pub thing sound so fantastic to so many of us, and having to do with we're all living our lives tied to our phone and the constant stimulation of all this different stuff. And then we heard about those people being trapped in a pub in a snowstorm and thinking, oh, my God, that sounds fantastic.
How interesting.
Oh, my God, that sounds awesome. I'm just picturing it right now. Yeah, it is kind of interesting.
Hanging out with people and talking to them.
Without all the distractions of modern life. Yeah.
And hearing "Don't Look Back in Anger" over and over again. Just for instance.
Okay, so Joe Biden speaking today got a lot of reporters' attention because he sounded a little rough. Let's hear it.
And I've got to give, you know, President Trump early on went out and got them to do the research to try to get the right vaccines. But logistically, getting the vaccine from a container that gets delivered to you, to a hospital, to a state, to a... and getting in someone's arms, that's a very, very difficult thing.
Okay, we'll talk about the subject matter in a second. But I think I like Hansen, our executive producer, said he thinks he sounds better. I agree. I like the sound. I think we frighten off China and Russia with that sound.
He sounds 20 years younger to me.
Yeah, yeah. You know how it is. Well, those of us who are in the prime of life, we get a cold, we sound completely different. So, whatever. On that, though.
Well, that or when you're hungover, or so I'm told.
I'm so tired of this whole argument. I'm so tired of this whole argument of who handled the COVID better.
Ugh.
And clearly Trump mishandled it, but we're on top of it. Yeah, they developed the vaccine when Trump was president, but the actual logistics are good. Haven't we learned pretty quickly and pretty well all over the world? It's pretty easy to get enough vaccine out in first world countries, way more than there are people that want it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem became almost instantly that you had a whole bunch of people that weren't willing to take it, not that there was a shortage. So quit using that. It doesn't make any freaking difference. I'm not blaming Biden for the deaths this year. I'm not blaming Trump for the deaths last year.
No.
It would seem pretty clear that no matter what you do, the COVID does its thing.
Well, and plus the vaccine didn't even exist until, what, like December and Trump's last days? So it's just a dumb argument. And it's unnecessary, as you point out.
Yeah.
Is there somebody whose vote is being swayed by that? I don't know. Biden was so much more effective than Trump in getting the vaccine out, so I think I'll vote Democrat. I don't know those people.
Speaking of the vaccine, the German health minister announced today that more than 1% of the country is infected with COVID currently.
Wow.
1 out of 100 people have COVID currently in Germany? That's something. Is it the new Omicron?
I guess.
I don't know. But he said they really need to get more vaccination going, that's the answer. They have, they want to get to 75% of the total population completely vaccinated. They currently have 69% of Germans fully vaccinated, which is well ahead of the United States. And they still have 1% of their population with COVID.
Yeah. Plus, you can still get it if you're vaccinated. You're just highly, highly unlikely to get seriously ill.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm so sick of the whole, look at them, they're doing it right. Look at them, they're doing it wrong. Because next week, they're going to reverse their position on the great COVID totem pole, and you're not going to report on it, are you? You lying liars.
I sure didn't think, though. There are 3 or 4 countries right now that are having their worst COVID that they've had the entire time. I would have never guessed. Not only in March of 2020, even March of this year, that
right.
Come December, you'd have multiple countries having the worst COVID they've ever had. Would have never guessed.
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
When will this bastard be over? I just want it to freaking be over.
Oh, amen. I'm just hoping the Omicron, and yes, I'm calling it that ironically, I just hope it's mild, like they're thinking it might be out of South Africa, and everybody gets it, everybody gets some degree of immunity, and everybody can shut the hell up. Although, as we've pointed out, there are states, there are cities, there are counties that are saying, you know, these restrictions, we've kind of come to enjoy them, and we like the power, and we want to make them permanent, so look for that. You know, the president's clip, I understand we were supposed to be talking about his voice and how he sounded, but his level of coherence was, as usual, not good. Not good. I'm told there is a clip of Nancy Pelosi, which I think we have, Michael. Did you see that up on the screen or whatever?
Yeah, I got it.
This was yesterday. She took to the podium for her weekly news conference. And according to the writer of this article, and I've scrolled down, I don't want to scroll up, it's somebody or other. She launched into a stream of incoherence that would have rivaled Biden on his worst day. According to a C-SPAN archive of the news conference, Pelosi was asked about a bill backed by Marco Rubio and Chris Murphy, Republican and Democrat, that punishes China for its manifold human rights abuses. What she seems to be saying is blank. I'll let you listen to it, but seriously, that's just a guess because I'm not sure. Let's okay. Let's hear it.
It's the McGovern bill. It's a stronger bill than the. It's a bill that we could have freestanding, or a bill that is in the Eagle Act that is part of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr. Kendrick Meeks. No. Gregory Meek, Bill, Kendrick, we're all very sad about losing Carrie this week, so I referenced her son. But the chairman, Meek's bill in the House, so we will have that. But you see, in a defense, in a bill, whether it's in the whatever that thing's called that they have in the Senate,
whoa,
or in a DOD bill, the Senate does not have the right to have a revenue or an appropriations matter.
Yeah, well, that I know.
Holy cow.
I know what that is because I have them occasionally. She just had like 9 in a 60-second period where you got the whole I'm getting older, the name flitted out of my head. But she just had them one after another.
God, that was extraordinary.
Of the name of procedures, the names of people, the names of departments, the names of bills. And she just couldn't remember them all. Yeah.
Wow.
We got to elect fewer 80-year-olds.
You know, I'm not going to say she's incoherent, but that was not coherent.
That was something.
Yeah. Wow. And that's the average age of the Democratic Party leadership in Congress is like 82, right?
Did anybody around there, though? I was hearing a lot of camera clicks and stuff. Sounds like there was a lot of press there. Did anybody raise their hand and say, hey, did anybody follow any of that? Can we start over? Because I have no idea.
No, those clicks were actually the spoons clacking against the bowls of Jell-O they're serving down there at the senior home.
Bingo.
Spoons clacking against the bowls of Jell-O.
I like this. What she seemed to be trying to say was that a bill in the House from Representative Jim McGovern, a Massachusetts Democrat, was better. But seriously, that's a guess.
Wow. Yeah. Well, stop electing 80-year-olds.
Wow. Wow. I'm looking at the transcript of it, and it's, well, you can guess what it is. Wow.
Well, there, but for the grace of God, but no, not even that. That's not the right term. There's us, all of us, probably at some point. So,
well, I'm not criticizing her for being senile. Of course, I'm criticizing the country for having her in that position.
Yeah, we don't need to be the third most powerful person in America at that age.
Right. I mean, it's not like she's breastfeeding cats on airplanes, but I mean, that's still
to speak of an earlier story.
In case you missed that,
if that seems like it came out of nowhere,
that strikes you as an odd comparison. Yes, a woman on a Delta Airlines flight was ordered repeatedly to stop breastfeeding her cat. She refused.
Yes, Joe just didn't pull that out of thin air. Yeah. Comparing Nancy Pelosi's speaking style to a woman breastfeeding a cat on a plane. Right. That was a story earlier in the show.
Not a joke. Today's headlines, as they say.
Not a joke. Steve
Hilton.
Yes.
Coming up. Yeah, the host of the Next Revolution on Fox. He's got a great podcast. He's a fun conversationalist. He's coming up in a moment.
Got a British accent, so you know he's right about everything.
Sure.
It's the way British accents.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, it's the way the accent works.
Armstrong and Getty.
Don't let diabetes get in your way. With Dexcom, you'll spend more time feeling good because you'll spend more time in range. It's a fact that the more time people with diabetes spend in range, the better they feel. Don't you want to feel better more often? Of course you do. Listen, it's not all about A1Cs anymore. Time spent in range is the time spent with glucose levels in a healthy range. Dexcom is a small, discreet, wearable device that continuously monitors your levels and sends glucose readings to your phone every 5 minutes. There's even arrows on the app that show you where you're heading and how fast, so you can make adjustments. The best part about wearing a Dexcom G6 device is just that. You're wearing it. No more finger sticking or scanning, which makes it much easier to keep your glucose levels in range for longer. Learn more about the Dexcom G6 device at Dexcom.com. The more time you spend in range, the better you feel. So don't wait. That's Dexcom.com. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, it has gotten harder. Believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, It has gotten harder, believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
As I said earlier in the week, because of my actions, the actions of my administration has taken, in partnership with business, with private business and labor, retailers and grocery stores, freight movers and railroads, the shelves of our stores are going to be well stocked.
So we've degenerated into a show that just makes fun of old people, but...
Hey, come on now. The coherence of our public officials is it's a worthy topic.
It is. We got to hear that first part again, Michael.
I said that.
What was that?
I said that.
What was that word or words?
I said that.
As-salamu alaykum? What is that?
One more time, Michael.
I said that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You seriously, take a guess.
I said that.
Let it go a little longer. Can you play the longer clip and let it go a little longer? Let's see if I can pull it out of context there.
I said that earlier in the week.
Okay.
Because of my actions.
It's something
as I said earlier in the week?
Something like that, yeah. As I said earlier in the week.
How about
because of my actions.
I don't know. I got to guess.
I said that.
Sorry, I got my tongue caught in a piece of machinery earlier today and had it chopped off, so.
I said that.
I'm going to begin every segment of the rest of the show with as a letter.
I said that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, golly gee.
If you got Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi in their worst moments talking to each other, you could have quite the little dealio.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we need to hear that Nancy clip again.
What the hell are either one of you talking about?
Wow. Little bonus mailbag. Did you know you can email us mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com? Talked yesterday about how Vox was being mocked for an article that said we shouldn't use the term invasive species anymore because it sounds nativist. Like we're anti-immigrant. I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up, folks. Got this email from Stuart that I thought was funny. If nativist bias is illustrated by using the term invasive species, how is it also not revealed by calling the West colonizers or Europeans colonizers? My preferred term is people forced along by kings who suck. Because the writer of the Vox article said we need to refer to not invasive species, but species forced by climate change to adapt.
Ah, I gotcha. That is really interesting.
Yeah. People forced by religious intolerance to move somewhere else. That wasn't all of the European, you know, exploration, but that was some of it.
So I mentioned this yesterday as artificial intelligence continues to grow and take over more segments. Hey, how are we looking at our guest? Is it likely we're going to have him or... In 1 minute, it'll be ready. I don't know if I have time to do this. We'll get to it later this hour. AI continues to have the ability to replace jobs. And, of course, the big fear is that it's going to replace practically every job, and there's going to be no need for human beings to work, and then what exactly are we going to do, and how are we going to support ourselves? But one of the other, the latest jobs that AI is taking is DJs, radio DJs. And a little later this hour, we'll play you a clip of the AI technology creating the words and voice and taking away jobs for radio DJs, telling you about your favorite new country song or whatever. So well,
98% of those are gone anyway, those jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick word from our sponsors at CarShield before we get to Steve Hilton, who's on his way, as I understand it. It's America's number one auto protection company. In you know, instead of you having to deal with the expense and the paperwork and just the headache of a big car repair, CarShield's administrators handle all that for you.
Yeah, so it can save you thousands of dollars, and it's just darn handy, as Joe was talking about, as they handle the paperwork and everything like that. You can choose a mechanic that does the work, but CarShield does all the rest, and they've even got coast-to-coast roadside assistance, rental coverage, trip reimbursement, all at no additional charge. And if your car's got 5,000 miles on it, or 150,000 miles, they've got a coverage plan that fits, you know, the worth of your vehicle, and it's a month-to-month thing, which is very handy.
CarShield's helped over 1 million drivers. That's America's number one auto protection company. See if it's for you. Go to carshield.com/Armstrong to save 10%. That's carshield.com/Armstrong. A deductible may apply. carshield.com/Armstrong. Steve Hilton is the host of the podcast California Rebel Base. You know him from Fox News, The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. And he joins us now. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm slightly concerned about our president, I have to say. I just watched him on TV. Not sure if you caught that. Not reassuring.
Michael, play that word again for Steve. Maybe he can understand it.
As I said,
yeah, that's where he started the sentence. We don't know what that is. We don't know what that is. We're trying to figure it out. One more time, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Wow. So one of the hot topics, as you might guess, Steve, as a show based out of the West Coast lately, has been the smash and grab robberies, although spread right across the entire country. You know, give us the short Steve Hilton version of how did we get to the point where marauding mobs feel entitled or free to rob at will?
Yeah, it's such a great question about how do we get here, because a lot of people are focusing rightly on the fact that we have these appalling far left DAs in places like LA and San Francisco. We have George Gascon in LA and Jason Boudin in San Francisco near the Bay Area where I live. That's all true, okay? And they've been bringing in, they've clearly sent a message that if you're a criminal, we're on your side, and we're going to protect you from society rather than the other way around, which is what their job should be. But it's not, you can't just blame them. You can't just blame George Soros, as we rightly should, for funding them, etc. Because this has been going on for many, many years. You can go right back to the realignment. That was likely 10 years ago, I believe now, where this big idea where you sort of get prisoners out of state jails and put them in local county jails and the supervision of local sheriffs. And that really messed up the whole criminal justice system, led to things like the shooting of a police officer in 2017. There's all sorts of things that have been going on for years because of the Democrats' basic ideology, which is to be soft on crime. And that sounds like one of those political cliches that people say, soft on crime. But it's just true. You look at Prop 47. That was years ago. So this is the inevitable culmination of an approach to crime which sides with the rights of the criminals rather than with the vast majority of law-abiding people.
Do you think we're headed toward a, I don't know if it's a tipping point or we always see it as a pendulum? Have we swung to the far end of this and maybe we're starting to swing back? Or we get to look forward to even going further down the road of lawlessness?
I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, you've got some encouraging signs, right? Chaser Boudin in San Francisco is being recalled, right? That's got on the ballot. That they got enough signatures in San Francisco to have him face a recall next spring, I think it is. We'll see if that actually goes through. But that's a sort of, you know, straw in the wind or whatever the phrase is. That's kind of encouraging. George Gascon, they're trying to recall him in L.A. They're collecting signatures right now. But honestly, I'm not sure. I think that because it's not just these people, it's the whole system. The legislature keeps passing these bills that make it harder and harder to punish criminals properly. And I think that actually is going, in the end, the power that the far left activists now have over the elected politicians, and you can include in that group their massive donors, not just the George Soros's and the tech billionaires and so on, but also the unions, the government unions. As a group, they're far left. right? And so the politicians, they are, you know, it's going to have to be really an organized political movement against them, because in the end, they're not responsive to the people. They're responsive to the donors.
Mm.
And so what we have to do is get all of them out of office. And that's going to take a really, really long time, because we're so far behind and we've got to organize and get involved in elections at every level. And, you know, there's a lot of work to do. So I don't know. I'm not optimistic that this is that we've reached the low point.
It seems ghoulish to say, but it seems pretty clear to me that the COVID has been a wonderful excuse for the left to institute a lot of their fanciful policies in terms of law enforcement and incarceration. I mean, how can you put these poor darlings in jail where they'll be, you know, doomed to catching the bat fever, even though, you know, 99.9% of us survive anyway?
Well, exactly. And then, I mean, there's a whole set of incoherent nonsense that around that you can talk about. There was just a study literally done of people in jail that demonstrated what we knew from the beginning, because the vaccine makers told us, you know, that there's no difference really between the infectiousness of someone who's vaccinated and unvaccinated. They did that in a prison. But you're right. I mean, they used it as an excuse to let people out of jail. Gavin Newsom did that. And so it's and actually now they're using it as an excuse for the crime. Did you see Jen Psaki was doing that? I think it was that yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Where she said very clearly, oh, yes, I blame the crime on the pandemic. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, what it just strikes me that it's been the same conversation forever on right versus the left of the people on the left, whether they're actual communists or just kind of regular American political left, don't believe in human nature, and people on the right do. I guess the left just does not believe human nature they believe it's changeable, that we're going to become the perfect man over time, and we're going to lose our desire to steal or take. I don't know what's going on there. It seems so crazy.
It's a really deep and good point, and it comes back to this. This kind of truth about the different sort of the fundamental difference between the political ideologies, which is if you're on the left, if you know properly committed to that, you see everything in terms of the group identity and the class system or whatever it is. So you look at sort of, you know, women's rights, not individual women, and they're affected by your policies. So you look at sort of racial justice, but then actual individual people of color who are completely let down, for example, by the public school system. You don't care about that because you're just advancing racial justice. And so it's this group thing. They don't care about individual people, whereas on the other side, conservatives always have this kind of more practical, pragmatic, bottom-up view of the world, which is that, you know, we should just, you know, wherever possible, trust in individual people and families and communities to do the right thing, not centralize power, not try and create a utopia and perfect the world from above because we're such brilliant kind of master planners, and just trust in people. And that is really coming, that difference is absolutely, as you say, it's becoming very, very evident right now because they've gone so far to the left.
Whether you are a Cal Unicornian or you just want to see the inevitable results of blue policies enacted, Steve's podcast, California Rebel Base, is well worth a listen. Not only that, but his Fox News show, Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. Steve, it's always enjoyable. Thanks so much for the time. Let's talk again soon.
Great pleasure. See you soon.
So I've got a soft spot for DJs, radio DJs, as I started as a DJ. Did that for a long time. Really enjoyed it. Had a good time doing it, playing up the songs. Here's Madonna! You know, that sort of thing. But so is artificial intelligence going to take jobs from DJs? We've got an example of how good that can be, or not, coming up next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why does quicksand work so slowly? Question everything. We did. It's how we created the all-new Hyundai Tucson with available innovations like a huge 10.25-inch infotainment screen and digital key technology. And you always get Hyundai's complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Test drive the 2022 Hyundai Tucson at your nearest Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Could hosting on Airbnb fund your next home project, maybe help pay for your next vacation, or even save up for retirement, your college fund, your rainy day savings, or your snowy day plans? The short answer is yes. Millions of hosts earn extra income by hosting their extra space on Airbnb.
So if you're wondering if hosting could be right for you, you might have a few questions. First of all, how do I start? And is it weird inviting strangers into my home? Where do I store my stuff? Is it worth it? Will it make my life more meaningful? And so Airbnb has introduced Ask a Superhost, a new way to get free one-on-one help from Airbnb's most experienced hosts.
Whether you've thought about hosting before or just starting to wonder how hosting could fit into your life, you can now learn from someone who's already hosting. Start asking at airbnb.com/askasuperhost.
After last year, we all deserve a holiday do-over. More joy, more color, more hugs, more time spent with those who matter in looks you'll all love. Let's re-holiday the holidays. This year, Old Navy's made gifting for the whole fam, including yourself, of course, easier than ever at your local Old Navy store and oldnavy.com. Rekindle the coziness with colorful Fair Isle, 90s-inspired juicy fruit stripes, fancy fleece with ruffly party shoulders, snuggly accessories in matching patterns, and of course, the brand new drop of Jingle Jammies for 2021, including a Santa print in multiple skin tones. They come in tons of styles and sizes for the whole fam, including the four-legged members. And if you just can't choose, let them choose with a quick and easy gift card. Now's the perfect time to recheck that gift list, starting with our favorite, you. Stop by and say hi or visit oldnavy.com to shop today. Or whenever you're done with this episode.
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony. The lungs provide the pump. They send airflow as well as control air pressure to the vocal folds. The vocal folds then vibrate, creating audible pulses that form the laryngeal sound source.
All right, then.
So that wasn't, what's the proper way to say this? It's an actual human voice, but the human that voice belonged to didn't say that those sentences right there.
Putting words in his mouth.
So the stupid hook of this is AI is going to replace DJs. That's the stupid hook to this story. It's the real interesting thing is that so the computer gets a bunch of my voice, and at that point you can type into the computer and have my voice saying anything and sounding like that there. So that was a little halting and a little weird. I mean, it wasn't obviously perfectly normal, natural. Although if you weren't paying attention, you might not notice much. And the technology on this stuff improves so freaking fast. In 5 years, clearly they'll have that dialed in. You won't be able to tell the difference. And the, obviously the big concern is you could have a tape of Joe Biden or the movie star or CEO or ex-husband or
talk
whatever.
Talk show host.
Talk show. Well, that's for losing jobs. But deep fakes where you could create all kinds of narratives or stories about things people didn't actually say.
Well, no, I'm saying talk show host in that somebody could, you know, edit into one of our shows. And I was saying, and that's why I believe that the president should be, you know, whatever. I don't even want to finish the sentence. Now that we know that it is, can we hear it again? Just at least part of it?
The human voice is generated when the lungs, the vocal folds within the larynx, and the articulators work in harmony. The lungs provide
the
pump.
Other than the pauses...
Yeah.
It sounds perfectly natural.
Right, and they'll have that dialed in no time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now that I know what it is, it's a little disturbing.
Gosh darn it. And then you talk about the ability to scam people. So you could, you get enough... Well, have you had any of these? I've got a couple of these where they're now the, what do they call it, the security thing, instead of having a, you know, what street did you grow up on, what's your mother's maiden name, they've got your voice at the bank... Or wherever. Have you had these? I've had
a couple of these. They asked me to sign up for one of those things, and I tried it, and it went sideways somehow, and I never did finish the process.
There was some financial thing the other day where they wanted me to talk for 30 seconds, and now they have my voice, and they authenticate me by my voice. Well, so then anybody could call in, and just, if they got a tape of my voice, use that, I guess. Or, you know, get a phone call from my mom. Hey, really need this. It's very important. You know, call me back. That's not my mom.
Well, right. Yeah, which reminds me of a couple of scams that are going around. But, you know, we've made jokes about, you know, they have to saw off your finger or pluck out your eye for your fingerprint or
we're always joking about, scan. Always joking about plugging your eye out and cutting off your finger.
Sure, it's good stuff. Anyway, this would be effortless. Are you kidding? I mean, all you'd have to do is you know, somehow record somebody saying virtually anything. Probably. I wonder how much speech they need to get an addition of that, a fake job as good as we just heard.
You know, I don't actually know that.
Do they need 15 seconds of you babbling, or does it take a week, or what? I don't know.
I'll bet.
I mean, oh my God, that would be an incredibly effective and nefarious scam.
I'll bet AI picking up on the timbre, tone, everything of your voice, I'll bet it doesn't take much. Or won't take much in the future. And as I always say, this cuts two directions. Not only could you fake up your political opponent or the police chief or, like I said, your ex-husband in a trial or whatever, not only could you fake up something, you know, I've got this phone message, or here he is at a dinner the other night, listen to what he said.
I said, well.
Not only could you fake that up and cause lots of problems.
Nice job, Michael.
But in the future, when it's real, a person will be able to claim it was fake.
Sure.
So they get a tape of you at a fundraiser meeting saying, I'm not only like white supremacy, I consider myself the core of white supremacy. I mean, you know, your fundraiser, you can say, that wasn't me. I never said that. It's another attempt by my opponents to bring me down with this AI technology.
Well, in these days, this is good enough. At the very least, your supporters would believe you.
Yeah. So I don't know how we're going to, maybe the biggest problem we got going is nobody knows what to believe. It's impossible to figure out what the truth is about anything. We've just begun on that front. When we start having fake videos and fake audio that you can't tell the difference, how the hell are you going to have any idea what's real or not?
You more concerned about that or China's hypersonic weapons? Tough to pick one.
I would go with the former. I think that will do us in before China does. Long-term China.
Well, and speaking of China, and it's just occurred to me, they're working as hard as they can on the very things we're discussing, for the purposes we're discussing, to discredit our leaders, to tear apart our democracy. Vlad Putin's probably got, half the Red Army engaged in that sort of thing.
We might only be one presidential election away from, to use the last presidential election as an example, where you've got tapes of Joe Biden talking or Trump talking circulating around among the crowd that would buy this stuff, you know, on Facebook or Twitter or wherever online. They've denied it. It's been half proven that it's fake. Doesn't matter. You know, we're all siloed in our own information. I've heard the tape of Joe Biden saying he's secretly a communist.
Right. And then we'll be in the deep snarker. The deep.
Pull that bat and kept care.
Yeah, for instance.
We might just be one presidential election away from that. Oh, God.
Oh, goody.
Won't that be fun?
Oh, man. And Putin's going to be laughing. By the way, he's clearly going to invade Ukraine. We don't have time to talk about it, but trust me.
If you miss an hour of the show, you can grab it at armstrongandgetty.com. Or did I even really say that?
Armstrong and Getty.
It's Ashley I from the Almost Famous podcast. You've done everything you can to lose that stubborn fat, exercise, eat right. But lately, it has gotten harder. Believe me, I hear you. If you're getting ready to make your re-entrance into the world, CoolSculpting may be able to help. It's a non-surgical treatment that targets, freezes, and eliminates treated fat cells for good. I was treated on my thighs, and I can totally see a difference. Ask your doctor if CoolSculpting is right for you. Common side effects include temporary numbness, discomfort, and swelling. Find a provider at CoolSculpting.com.
CoolSculpting is FDA cleared to reduce fat on the abdomen, flanks, thigh, bra fat, back fat, upper arm, and under the buttocks, chin, and jawline. CoolSculpting is not a treatment for weight loss. Rare side effects may occur. CoolSculpting may cause visible enlargement on the treated area after treatment and requires surgical intervention for correction. To learn more, visit CoolSculpting.com. All rights reserved by Allergan. That's CoolSculpting.com.
Have you ever wondered what the media and big tech is hiding from you? Like massive stories that actually affect you in your life that they don't want you to see because they make the left and the Biden administration look bad. Well, now there's a podcast dedicated to exposing all of that each and every day. So download the fastest growing podcast in the conservative movement, The Ben Ferguson Show Podcast, right now. That's right. You can listen to Ben Ferguson Show Podcast on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Download it right now.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.